guessing what might happen in the future, and councillors' personal experiences that they have quoted in this chamber, and I will repeat exactly what this councillor said, and we all have tales, like my mother-in-law, who, had she been in an ambulance for 1 minute longer on the way from just outside the borough, on the south side of the river going to Charing Cross, had she remained 1 minute longer in that ambulance, she would have died. It's not me, councillor, that's shroud waving. These are your words. So either you were telling the truth then, or you're prepared to sacrifice your own kith and kin. So now, as a group, you have a call to make, because there is something very rotten in this administration when it will permit the closure of an accident and emergency unit in the surefire knowledge that people that have previously been saved there will die. These are your words, not mine. So now, you're under in a very difficult position, aren't you, as backbenchers. If you want, you can vote for a scheme to go ahead that's been admitted by your own chief whip. His mother-in-law wouldn't survive. You cannot be so unthinking that you blindly say, "I was just following orders." The Nuremberg defence won't work. You have a threefold moral obligation to your family, to your friends, and to your constituents.
You wind up, Councillor Murphy. Thank you.
To ensure their lives are not sacrificed for the property, for the benefit of property speculators. The choice is yours. You either simply follow orders, or you stand shoulder to shoulder with us. You stand shoulder to shoulder with the hospital group, and you stand shoulder to shoulder with your constituents here tonight to fight these closures that, in your words, will result in their deaths.